Well, in this message, we're actually going to go ahead and we're going to revisit Exodus chapter 12 and bring out another point or another aspect of importance in that scripture as we conclude the Feast of Unleavened Bread and as we turn our eyes also towards the next holy day coming up, Pentecost. So as I said, we'll go ahead and begin in Exodus chapter 12. So if you'd like to turn with me there. Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. Once again, I'll be reading from the English Standard Bible. So Exodus chapter 12, and we'll begin in verse 15. Exodus chapter 12, verse 15. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from out of your house. And we covered that. We clarified that a little bit. For if anyone eats what is leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. Now go ahead and skip down with me, if you will, please, to verse 19. Verse 19, for 7 days no leaven is to be found in your houses. If anyone eats what is leavened, that person will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a sojourner or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In your dwelling places you shall eat unleavened bread. So for the past 7 days during this Feast of Unleavened Bread, we were to follow the instructions of Exodus 12, and we were to have no leaven found in our homes, and we were to abstain from eating leaven. So brethren, how did we do? On day 7, looking back, how did we do? Did we make it all 7 days without eating one morsel of leaven? Did we accomplish that goal? The next question we could ask then, what if we didn't? What if we didn't make it? What if we slipped up? What if something happened along the way? We lost our focus for just a second, and we accidentally took that bite of leaven. Well, Exodus 12 verses 15 and 19 that we just read, they tell us, if anyone eats what is leavened, that person will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he's a sojourner or a native of the land. So that was anyone encompassed, and anyone with Israel at that time. So if we slipped up this week, if we picked up that donut at the office party, or if we pulled through the drive-thru at the last minute because we were rushing around and weren't really paying attention to what we're doing, will we be cut off? Will we be cut off? Did we cut ourselves off from the congregation of Israel because we slipped up, because we made that mistake? Now, our focus for this message, of course, if you haven't got that yet, will be just that. The focus will we be cut off? Will we be cut off? And also, if you'd like a title for this message, that could be the title. Will we be cut off? Exodus 12 seems to indicate that God has zero tolerance. That God has zero tolerance for any mistake we might have made during the days of unleavened bread in relation to leaven itself. However, I believe there's a bit more to this command, more to the command and to the punishment for breaking it, than really what meets the eye, what we read from just this one passage. And so we're going to look at that. We'll look at that a little bit. So right now, today, if we were to walk out of here and walk into the nearest grocery store, whatever it is, how many items would we find that contain leaven? When you walked into that store, what would you find? You know, is there 10, 20, 1,000, 10,000? The number of things of leaven within just one grocery store is really, it's countless. It would take ages to read every single label to find every bit of leaven. You know, a couple years ago, you were safe if you went to the store and bought a box of Wheat Thins during the days of unleavened bread. Now, you can only buy the generic Wheat Thins. How many of us made that mistake this week? I've also seen, kind of surprised me, but also seen corn tortillas that had baking soda in them. If you bought corn tortillas this week, did you look at every label or did you just assume it's a corn tortilla and it didn't have baking soda in it? It's possible, right? It could have happened. Leaven for us this past week, it was very easy for us to come across, and it was also very hidden, extremely well hidden for us. Getting rid of leaven beforehand, which we did, and staying away from leaven for the past 7 days required deliberate action. It required a focused effort for us to do that. But what was it like in the time of the Exodus? When this scripture was written, or the time frame that this scripture is referencing, what was it like? What was it like during that first week when Israel left Egypt? There again, of course, were countless years after that. How easy was it for the Israelites to make the mistake of accidentally eating leaven? Because it can happen, right? We know, we've experienced that the mistakes happen. I think the question that we need to ask, other than how easy was it for the Israelites to accidentally eat leaven, needs to be put this way: how easy was it for the Israelites to obtain leaven? You know, if you think about it, if you do a little research on it, really there's only about two ways the Israelites could have attained leaven during that first week, you know, of the Exodus. There's really only two ways they could have gotten it. One way would have been to just blatantly disobey God from the beginning and bring with them, you know, that starter lump of leaven. You know, when the starter lump is that fermented dough that you break off and use to create more fermented dough. You know, the second way to obtain leaven would be to, of course, produce natural leaven, you know, along the way. So then we have to ask the question, how do you produce natural leaven? And I'm sure there are a lot of people in this room that know the answer to this already, but there are some that might not, so we're gonna look at that. So rampriere.com, very trusted site that I stumbled across, tells us that wild yeast or multimicrofloria are the natural airborne firmaments that are generated or seeded in the dough when the dough is left exposed to a clean and cool atmosphere under specific conditions of moisture and temperature and the extraction of larger specimens of yeast. VikingFoodGuy.com, which was a very interesting site, by the way, explains how you capture that wild yeast. To capture a sourdough is just dough that's fermented by wild yeast, you simply mix flour and water to the consistency of a pancake batter and leave it out in your kitchen, lightly covered with a towel or cheesecloth. At least once a day, you remove some of the mixture and add fresh flour and water in equal parts. In 2 to 4 days, you should start seeing bubbles foaming up in the batter. So then you have your leavened dough, your fermented dough. Producing natural leaven, as we read, requires intent to do so. You know, and it takes at least 2 days of specific actions to get that leaven. It wasn't as if the Israelites could have just happened upon leaven as they were traveling, you know, or accidentally pulled into the wrong drive-through and eaten leaven. The lengths in which Israel would have had to go through to obtain leaven during the Feast of Unleavened Bread causes the punishment for eating unleavened bread to make a little bit more sense. It's a little bit more understandable. For the Israelites, to eat leaven during these days showed an attitude of rebellion. It shows a deliberate sin against God, a deliberate action contrary to what God had told them to do. And what do we know about God's view on willfully, deliberately sinning? Well, we see that in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26, if you'd like to turn there with me. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. Hebrews 10, verse 26. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. So God takes willfully sinning serious. And he takes, of course, the condemnation for willfully sinning equally serious. This is why God's punishment for Israel for eating leaven during this special time, during this Days of Unleavened Bread, especially, you know, when he had commanded them to leave without it, is so severe. It's why that they are told that they will be cut off if they do this. Those who ate leaven during the Feast of Unleavened Bread would have defiled God's command with intent. It would have taken intent for them to produce this leaven. They wouldn't have just happened upon it. So then, to kind of go back to the original question, what does this mean for those who might have stumbled this week? Will they be cut off as well? I have good news. I have good news for you if you were one of those people, or if I was one of those people. As long as, of course, you didn't do this with intent, from just defiling God out of you know, your own personal desires. The good news, brethren, is God understands our heart. God understands our intentions. And due to the actions, of course, of Jesus Christ, God forgives us of the mistake of eating a donut at that office party, or picking up the wrong box of Wheat Thins in the grocery store, as long as, of course, as we repent of that mistake. We're in Hebrews 10, so we'll go ahead and stay right there. If we go back a little bit to Hebrews 10, verse 15. Hebrews 10, verse 15. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law on their hearts and write them in their minds." Then he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place with the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened through the curtain, that is, through his flesh." Of course, all of these things we covered because they took place, you know, after the Passover, you know, leading into the Days of Unleavened Bread. You know, we just covered that. We just commemorated that. "And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, that with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." We entered into the Feast of Unleavened Bread by first recognizing this sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And as we know, through that sacrifice, we're granted the opportunity to not only come before God and ask for repentance for those mistakes, for picking up the wrong Wheat Thins, but we also have access to God's Holy Spirit, which helps us to be aware of our situations and helps us guide our heart and guide our mind towards that repentance when we do make those mistakes. This gives us assurance that we'll not be cut off for our mistakes. So if we slipped this week, if we ate that donut or those crackers, you know, God's Holy Spirit was there to convict us of that mistake. I'm sure if that happened sometime during this week, at some point after that, you had the light bulb come on, right? Oh no, I can't believe I just did that. God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And you probably didn't do it again after that. The Holy Spirit convicts us of what we do contrary to God. And it gives us the mindset to want to repent for those things. So as we move forward from the Days of Unleavened Bread, let's not fret. Let's not worry if we've made that mistake, if we've eaten something leavened, or if we've suddenly found that box of Twinkies we hid in the closet because we wanted to keep it away from the kids. And, you know, if you find that in there, you know, we don't have to fret. We don't have to worry about being cut off. You know, we had a much harder, a much more difficult time this week avoiding leaven than the Israelites had during the time of the Exodus. But we also have a much easier opportunity to move forward from those mistakes, thanks to Christ and the Holy Spirit, of which, of course, we'll hear a lot more about in the weeks and days and weeks to come. But our task now, brethren, our task now as we move towards Pentecost is to continue to strive to avoid that spiritual leaven we've worked so hard to recognize over the past 7 days, and to be assured, to rest assured in faith that when we slip, when we accidentally take that bite of the spiritual leaven out there, that Jesus Christ has opened that door for us, that open that door for repentance. For we no longer have to be condemned. We no longer have to be cut off.